Eve smiled at the man. He had become a good friend. One of the best. I'm happiest just living my life. I don't need to make trouble. The bell above the door rang, and Joshua Harrison, Levi's youngest grandson, walked in. Eve felt the words grow stale on her tongue. Her pulse quickened. Joshua Harrison had come to ask her a question that would make the exact kind of trouble Eve wanted to avoid. But she couldn't say no. She knew firsthand what happened when family turned their backs on one of their own. After she'd left Crystal, she went to Cleveland, ended up on the street without options or a home to go back to. Her NDE was the only source of comfort, but it wasn't enough to feed, shelter, or keep her warm. "Hey there, Joshua," she said, heart thumping hard. Eventually, someone had found Eve sleeping in her car, dress torn, missing one of her shoes, face swollen from a recent beating. And they'd opened up their home to her and others like her, a safe space where she could be herself without the constant threat of violence. It had saved her. Joshua sat on a stool next to Hef, hunched his bony shoulders over the counter. He was a skinny kid, with dark smudges under his eyes that made him look too old for his 15 years. And he was quiet, too, in a sullen way. In the last few months, he'd taken to coming into the store in the early hours before school. Joshua's family, especially his grandfather, had lessened their vocal opposition to only the occasional property damage or a spray-painted sign to indicate their intolerance. But they steered clear of Eve and her store. Joshua's appearance was surprising for everyone but Eve. She knew why he was coming and what he wanted to ask. And part of Eve wished he'd stop coming, because she could never tell him no.